Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you from, well, I started a few minutes ago, right through till 2 o'clock. We've got two interviews this afternoon between 1 and 2. We've got each coming in to talk to us about older adults social activity group up in Hillsville. And we've done a bit on these trying to get older people or getting them up and moving. But anyway, the first hour we've got with us both Ethne and Marcus from the Hillsville Community Community Garden. Hillsville Community Garden. So welcome to you two.
Thanks.
Thank you. Great to be here.
First of all, Ethne, I know we've had you in before and with, I think it was U3A, so you know a bit about what we're after. The first thing is, we don't know anything about the Hillsville Community Garden. So first of all, tell me a bit about what it was, how it was brought about, and what it's trying to achieve.
Will do. Thanks, Alan. So it's quite a long story. It goes back quite a long way. So there was a group of really passionate people around 2008 who were working for Eastern Health and their community outreach health program. And they saw a need, and that included people like Jane Judd, who's also now with U3A. And really,
quite a few people from U3A swapped around, but anyway, yeah.
And she and others got a group together to start a community garden and find a really, really good location for it. Initially, it was thought that the hospital might be a good spot, but turns out it wasn't, you know, wasn't quite the case. So with a lot of work and support from the council, they found a spot behind the Hillsville Bowling Club. So we're located on River Street in Hillsville behind the bowling club in Brungagulk, which is the Woiwurrung word for Watts River, and that area that we know as Coronation Park.
So you said it started in 2008.
Around then, yeah.
How long did it take to get the market up running? Because the garden up, and I bet it didn't start in the same year, did it? Or?
No. It took a lot of work. Yeah. It was a lot of effort and a lot of persistence and just that sheer determination to achieve something really positive for the community. So it included the health outreach workers, the Salvation Army, HICI, like a whole range of groups.
A lot
of people, a lot of major organisations, Lions Club, Golden Wattle Club, so like a significant group of organisations got together to support the effort. It really took about 3 years, and they acquired the land for lease, not for purchase, but for lease through the council.
Yep.
And then,
well, it'd be Crown land, wouldn't it, or council
yes.
land?
Correct, yeah. It's council run. Yep. And then the massive effort of then getting the infrastructure. We're incredibly fortunate to have a massive water tank, around 100,000 litres, a big shed on a concrete block.
Well, was the shed and that they're already there, or did the council or other grants have provided that?
Other groups got the funding. So it was really that sort of consortium, that coalition of organisations that got the funding and got the effort. It was a lot of work to prepare the land, you know, to put in all that infrastructure. And so it was a lot of effort. Then it incorporated in 2011. So then it got its legal structure. Yep. And the group then chose to have like a membership structure where people pay to lease a plot each year.
Oh, right. So it's not just a case of being a part of the group, you can actually go along and lease a little plot of your own.
Correct, and that's the core structure.
Yeah.
So the main income each year is through membership.
Yep.
And there's actually low turnover. We've had a lot of people stay for a long period of time.
Yep.
And but we also have had other people come and go where they really are passionate about getting a garden. They really want a garden, but then something happens in their life, and then it's too hard. You know, they get ambitious, they get really hopeful, and it's, you know, more work than they might have realised. Or things just happen in your life. You know, you start off with great intention, something happens, and then you just have to give up your plot. But part of the intention of the group was not just growing food. So when it was set up, it was put into really our set of principles and our handbook. It's really clear in our handbook that the garden was also there for recreation, for social connection, for creativity, to help toward environmental sustainability. So we have quite a broad remit. So growing food is one thing, but all that social connection and the well-being and the creativity is a really big part of why we're there.
All right, look, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Music.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes past 12, and we're talking to Ethne and Marcus from the Hillsville Community Garden. We're going to talk about a big day they've got coming up. But first of all, Marcus, seeing you've come along for the trip, we need to find out a bit about you. First of all, how long have you been involved with the market? With the garden.
So I've been involved in the community garden for about 3 to 4 years now.
You'll need to speak up a bit higher.
Started off about 3 to 4 years ago now, and I started off as a volunteer, and after about a year or two, I selected my own patch and have been a keen gardener ever since.
So what made you get involved? What made you think that this is a great idea?
So it was actually when I first moved to Hillsville, I didn't really know many people, so I thought it'd be a great way to meet some new people and get socially active and put some of my time towards good use, volunteering.
Sounds good to me. Ethne, why did you get involved?
I really wanted to grow food. I'd been living in a city for a long, long, long time, and I very rarely had...
In a flat or something like that?
Yes, yeah. Just really wanted to have a patch that I could just, you know, really plant out. So one of the reasons I did the tree change was to actually have all that nature around me all the time, yep, and have opportunities for farm growing and to be with other gardeners, to, you know, be around gardeners who can help, you know, with tips and tricks and all that sort of thing. And so actually the community garden was the first place that I joined, like went to and, you know, sort of signed up, and it was that opportunity to, you know, be around other gardeners, but also with that intention of environmental sustainability and making a good effort toward looking after our environment.
All right, so you've also, you've been talking about these plots. So how many plots are in the garden itself?
We're up at about 20 at the moment. So they're varying in size and shape, and most are on the ground. So for a community garden, often now most beds are raised, but yep, we still grow in the ground. We have some raised beds, which is great for people living with disability.
Yep. So is there, I'm just not sure of the actual spot that you talk about, is there an opportunity to increase it in its size, or is about 20 about as many as you'll be able to get?
We're on a fixed patch, but what we can do is look at the garden beds that are already there. Some are quite big, some people take it on thinking, fantastic, I'll grow a huge amount of veg, and, you know, this will, you know, sort of see me through the seasonal growing periods, but it's a lot of work, yep, and it might be that, you know, some can be halved, so we get, you know, two members in, but then people managing the plots better. So we can play with what we've got.
Did you find during COVID that you got more people going down their garden? Because that would have been an allowable exercise, wouldn't it? So did all go down there because it gave the opportunity to get out in the fresh air, or did you find it was the opposite? People just didn't bother going because of COVID?
We had so many more people come and discover us, because even though the garden has been there since 2011, yep, many locals still don't know where we are because we are tucked away behind the bowling club. But we are attached to the dog walking park there in Coronation Park. Oh. And so because it is a walking track, more people came during COVID because that's where they could take exercise, they could take their dogs, but also they could come for exercise. So as you said, you know, because it was an allowed activity, people actually came to the park to walk, saw the garden, would come in, we kept it open, and then had all these great exchanges. But the other thing, Alan, is that people also became aware of food insecurity. Yes. So we had disruptions to, you know, food deliveries, we had reduced stock, and people then started to realise, oh my gosh, you know, we're vulnerable, but also we can grow our own food. So that was a real awakening for a lot of people.
So when the people have got their own plot, is it mainly about growing enough food for themselves, or is it about either selling it or swapping it or bartering, or what's the whole idea behind that? What is growing?
Just about all of the above, except for selling your own produce. So mostly members will grow for themselves. They will grow for their own, you know, meal times, yep, which is fantastic. But in the last few years, we've also dedicated space at the garden to grow food for community, so we can then actually give food for free to groups like Hickey. So yep, they're a local relief centre, so yep, people do go to them. them to, you know, get support, like, you know, through food and, you know, other needs. Yeah. But it's fantastic for the community garden to actually be able to grow food for hiki, like be really specific about it, like not just here are the leftovers, but we are growing for you. Yeah. So that's fantastic. So that really means that we're fulfilling a lot of our purpose by doing that. But more now, and Marcus can speak to this later, is that we're also making it a more of a managed experience where people can swap food, come and, you know, swap produce, yep. speak about,
well,
you know.
A lot of bartering goes on in some of those groups, isn't there?
Yes, yes.
Which is good.
It's fantastic. And a lot of community gardens also raise seedlings for people to use and buy. Yep. So that's something that we're looking for to do in the future as well.
All right, we've got a quick break and we'll be back with more.
I was down, my dreams were wearing thin. When you're lost, where do you begin? My heart always seemed to drift from day to day, looking for the love that never came my way. Then you smiled, out to you, I could tell you were lonely too. One look, then it all began for you and me. The moment that we touched, I knew that there would be two less lonely people in the world, and it's gonna be fine.
And, of course, that was Air Supply and Two Less Lonely People in the World. I'm talking to Ethne and Marcus from the Hillsville Community Garden. And They've got a big day coming up on Sunday, the 2nd of April, between 9 a.m. and 11:30. So, Marcus, tell us what's going to happen on this day, please, and where it is.
So, on the 2nd of April, we have the Hillsville Homegrown Food Fair, which will be at the Hillsville Community Garden, 95 River Street, Hillsville. It's one of our sponsors is the Community Banks Hillsville, so I'd just like to say thank you to them. We also have lots of other stalls, including the CFA stall, a stall from the Hillsville Library, the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre, the Lions Club, No Reason for Rubbish, U3A, and Yabba Gallery Arts Hub. And we'll have some fresh produce available, some activities, a guided river work, some free pizza, which is always nice, and giveaways throughout the day.
When you say fresh produce, is that to purchase?
Yes, that's correct. And we'll also have some plants and succulents available.
One of the things you should mention, pardon me, is it's a free day.
Sorry, yes, totally. It's completely free and fun for all ages.
Yep, so people can come along, spend a bit of time with you, see what the community garden. At the moment, have you got all the gardeners you need? Like, you've got the 20 plots, are they all taken up, or is there, are you still looking for more as well?
I'll jump in there, Alan, if you don't mind. So, yes, we do have some plots available, and we love people to come along and, you know, have a look at what's going. And for some people, they might just actually want to come and take us like a really small, like a planter box, just to get themselves started, or to volunteer for a little bit, just get engaged and to see, you know, whether they'll fit in and
so
it's going to work for them.
So boxes available on the day? For people to take away, is that what you said?
No, to actually lease and grow in. So we've got some smaller planter boxes available.
Yep.
But we're always happy to speak to people about them joining the garden. And the best thing really to do is email healsvillecg@gmail.com.
Again, what was that?
healsvillecg@gmail.com. Or just go to our Facebook page, which is Hillsville Community Garden, and always message us through our messenger, and we respond pretty quickly.
All right. So that's Sunday, the 2nd of April, 9 a.m. to 11:30 at the Hillsville Community Garden, River Street in Hillsville. And again, we should mention it's free, and it's fun, and it's local. So you're going to give some demonstrations on how people can, what they can do with their gardens.
That's correct. Yes. So at the moment, we'll have a Three Sisters demonstration. Which is from the Aztecs, ancient form of gardening, which helps reduce water wastage and feeds the soil as well. And we'll also have some garden tours about what everyone's growing in the garden and what to plant in these upcoming times.
Sounds like a terrific idea. All right, I'm going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
I know you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women. You wanna can today, you're working for the man. I wanna kill him, but I couldn't.
some water every time my daddy's down the line. She says, meet me tonight, loving me right. Never things gonna be fine. So I slave all day without much pay. I'm just about my time. Cause company and the daughter you see are both gonna be on mine.
Now, I'm talking to Ethne and Marcus from the Healesville Community Garden, and we're talking about, well, among other things, the big day on the 2nd of April, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that just before we go. But here's, I reckon I've done this job for 5 or 6 years at least, probably more than that. But anyway, on community, and I've never ever talked about compost. So if you want to tell
me, your time has come, Alan.
Oh, I've talked about every other thing that you for all sorts of illnesses and everything, but I've never ever spoken about compost. So this is a real first.
Well, look, you're talking to two gardeners, and compost is essential to what we do. So we get very excited about it. So if you've
I
got,
can tell you,
we're smiling, we're beaming. You can't see it, but we're beaming. Without good soil, you don't get good plants. So part of the whole cycle is to reuse plant material, compost it down, and then put it back in the garden. Healthier soils, better plants. But what's fantastic about an initiative that we've been a part of, which really started last year, Alan, is a community compost hub. So with support through Sustainability Victoria and others, we've been able to actually build a purpose-made purpose-designed compost hub where members of the community who register with the program can bring their kitchen scraps. So rather than throwing the kitchen scraps into landfill, we can divert it back into the garden, into our compost system, and then we generate compost for the garden. We're hoping that if we get enough volume of compost, like the finished product, the people who are contributing their kitchen scraps will also get the benefit. But the agreement is that the garden will get the first, you know, go at the at the compost, and then whatever's surplus to that, then participants can you know benefit as well. So it's a really good system.
When you talk about that, like some areas include eggshells, others don't. Does this include eggshells or just scraps of food?
So we're really clear, because it's a managed program, there's a really clear list of do's and don'ts, what you can put in, what you can't. Yeah. And so obviously things, you know, like meat and, you know, those sorts of things we keep out.
Yep.
But also even things like all the little plastic stickers that, you know, come on commercially,
yeah,
you know.
They're going to break down, are they?
Exactly. So we're just really careful about everything that goes in. But we are finding that, you know, people are being really good about what they bring. It literally is just their kitchen scraps. We're not getting, so like when they're cooking. So, you know, people are using their little compost caddies. So when they're cooking, you know, vegetable peelings, cores, all that sort of thing goes straight into the compost bin. They walk down, they put it into a collection bin, and we take care of the rest. So there's no kind of messy handling of the of the scraps by the participants. We take care of that for them.
If you've got one of these garden plots, do you need to rest the soil every 2 or 3 years, or can you just continually plant?
So I'll take that one.
Yep.
So you can continuously plant, but it's all about crop rotation. So different plants add different nutrients to the soils, which recreate it to come back to be able to grow as necessary. So you can rest over winter. A lot of people will rest their soil because a lot of people don't like gardening in the winter, to be honest. But, yeah, you don't actually have to rest your soil. It's more about crop rotation.
Because in the past, I mean, people just planted, didn't they? And like you were just obviously taking stuff out of the soil and putting nothing back. you know, going back a few years, didn't you?
That's correct, yeah.
And one of the benefits of using your own homemade compost is that you know what goes into making the compost. You know it's nutrient-rich. You know it's good for your soil. Yep. So as you're putting that good compost back into the soil, you're helping to rebuild the soil all the time.
That sounds good. All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 6 minutes to one, and it's turned out to be a bit warm dark. I can't actually tell you the temperature because we used to have a thing on the wall, and the guys are in the process of moving all the stuff up the hills for them. We'll be up there in a few weeks' time. Ethne, apart from the Sunday, the 2nd of April, we have got the Hillsville Homegrown Food Fair. Again, we need to mention it's the Hillsville Community Garden in River Street in Hillsville. And again, it's free. There's a whole lot of things like garden demos, fresh produce, stalls, activities, guided river walk, giveaways, and free pizza. But you've also got something on after that, haven't you?
Yes, we do. We're really, really happy to have this event back for a third time. We've called it Community Voices in the Park, and it's an opportunity for local singers, songwriters, choirs to have an opportunity to perform to others. So it's about having, you know, a 15-minute spot where you can just perform for free. And
so is it an open mic where they don't have to book in, they just turn up on the day or what?
No, it's not an open mic. So we have a whole program included, and we're really lucky lucky to have three choirs this year. It's very exciting. So we've got Hillsville Community Choir. We've got Singing for Your Soul's Sake, which is run by Catherine Nolan. And we've got Badger Creek Women's Choir, which is run by Jenny Legg. So we're really thrilled about that. So local choirs get to perform. We've also got local singer-songwriters and local musicians. So people who wouldn't necessarily get a chance to perform to others can come on the day and you know, and enjoy being part of a music event.
And that's between noon and 3 p.m. is it? So you could almost go to the Hillsville Homegrown Food Fair, hang around half an hour and listen to community voices in the park, can't you?
That's it. Grab some free pizza, which Marcus will be cooking, and stroll on over about 20 metres to hear some free music.
And that's at River Street again. You've got local choir, singers, songwriters, musicians. Sounds like a terrific day. You can almost spend most of the day there, couldn't you?
You could. If you bring your own water, there's plenty of food. So all you need to do is just keep yourself fueled and watered and enjoy it all.
You can't. If people can hear noise in the background, I apologise. The guys are pulling bits and pieces out to go up to Hillsville, but unfortunately, I think you might be able to hear some of it over the microphone. All right, so if people want to get involved with, we know they can come along on the day on the April the 2nd for free, but what about if people want to find out more about the community garden? How are they going to do that, Marcus or Ethne?
So with the Facebook Hillsville Community Garden page.
Yep.
Otherwise, we can
email. So email's probably the best. So we're at hillsvillecg@gmail.com, and that's checked regularly. So if you email us, we will get back to you.
Right. So it sounds like being a terrific day, but not only that, I mean, it must be terrific for people who don't, because a lot of people have only got a small unit with not much in the way of garden. So it's an opportunity to get out and do something in a garden, isn't it? And not only that, not be stuck in a backyard by yourself, but to be out with other people.
That's right. It's great. The social connection, how much you can actually grow yourself and just getting out there in the nature is nothing better than it.
Marcus, when you were at your other place, did you have a garden there or...?
A little bit, but not much of one. Not like I do in Hillsville now.
Oh, that's great. So have you got a garden as well? It's your home as well as being in the garden?
No, not so much. The community garden's my garden.
Well, and look, there are a lot of people that do have a lot of these units now don't have much space, do they? It's all about getting as many as they can on a block, and therefore there isn't a lot of opportunity to grow stuff around the house, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've got one member who's just really loving it. He lives in Hillsville, and he said time and again that with his, you know, the small patch that he has around around his house, that to be able to come to the garden and really grow food that he can use and enjoy and see people has just made a huge difference in his life.
That's one of the things that we talk about a lot on this program, and social isolation. And the more involved you are, the better it is for your mental health. So it's got to be a lot better than puddling around in just a small backyard at the back of a unit. It's got to be a lot better to be able to go down to a community garden where you meet people, get new ideas, but more, you get involved with other people, isn't it?
Absolutely. And really enjoy the environment. We also have people come to the garden just to feel better, like they're not necessarily into gardening. Yep. Definitely not into composting the way we are.
But
but just enjoying being there. So it's that thing of coming into a beautiful natural environment and feeling better. Feeling less stressed, feeling less depressed, and feeling more connected.
You can't ask for better than that, can you? So you've got a balance here. You've got the fact that you're meeting with other people, you're out in the fresh air, and at the end of the day, you've got some produce to take home too, haven't you?
That's right. And if people want to volunteer, like to be part of the garden and on a voluntary basis, yep, and not be a member, not having to do that regular maintenance of your own plot, yep, then chat to us too, because we really welcome people to just be part of the garden without having that, you know, full-on dedicated responsibility of maintaining a garden bed.
Oh, I didn't realise that they could do that. Look, unfortunately, the news is upon us. Thank you, Marcus and Ethne, for coming in, and we'll catch up with you again later on.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks.